Anheuser-Busch of St. Louis, the creators of Bud Light, was bought out by AB InBev of Belgium in 2008. On April 1st, Bud Light partnered with Dylan Mulvaney, a 27-year-old man who medically transgendered himself into a mock woman. With his face smeared on a Bud Light can, preceded by Bud Light's tranny ad campaign, a backlash ensued.
I got some Bud Lights for us. So, I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports. And I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light and maybe win some money, too. Love ya! Cheers! Go team! Whatever team you love, I love too. Okay. Love ya. Okay. Break a leg.
It sparked backlash among Bud Light's white Christian customer base. The base felt abandoned by the brand, aligning itself with sexual perversion and a major social influencer, tranny Dylan Mulvaney. Here's his shtick.
I'll blow up into smithereens and spew my tiny symphony all up and down a city street while trying to put my mind at ease, like finishing this melody. This feels like a necessity, so this could be the death of me, or maybe just a better me. Now come in with the Tiffany's and take a shot of Hennessy. I know I'm not there mentally, but you could be the remedy, so let me play my violin for you.
Bud Light let the queer play his tranny violin for its beer. It's a partnership made in hell, Bud Light former fans griped across the internet. The hellish beginnings of Bud Light's ad campaign land squarely on its VP of marketing, Alyssa Heiner-Scheid, a Jew whose hell-bent project of breaking the brand out of its out-of-touch image reached fruition. Here she is a while back at a Harvard ISIS club, blowing up condoms into balloons and guzzling beer. On the heels of the backlash, the company put her on leave to appease its white Christian customer base. Don't be deceived. Its customer base will be mocked. This is a stall, a play for time that does not express the company's trajectory. Sexual perversion is in. Christian mores are out. There's no money in it for the Jews. LGBTQ is the money maker, not straight traditional identity, which means, in their eyes, corporate insolvency. Little by little, with subtle imagery of males posing with males, femi-males, will pop up on your internet screens. You won't notice what your subconscious registers. That's the secret of Jewish Madison Avenue, Jewish influence in ads that manipulate suckers into buying their advertised product. The watershed, the dam, broke into gay and tranny commercial persuasion and sway when the stacked Jewish deck of the Supreme Court legalized homosexual marriage in 2015. I recall a church at the time, a leader of the pair, saying to me, "Oh, it'll all retreat now that the gays got what they want." Are you kidding? I said, this is the start of a can of worms that will not die, slithering in 1,000 different directions across our entire social, cultural, religious, and commercial scene. Prove me wrong, you can't. On jetways into a plane are posters of men cuddling up. On TV, men kiss each other, promoting AIDS drugs. Corporate credit cards feature homosexual couples. Ask your children what they learned in school today, and they'll tell you all about pronouns and gender fluidity. Do you really think this will stop? Trump or DeSantis, if they get in, a big if, ain't gonna stop it. It's here, and the Jews will not let it disappear. If they can't destroy Christianity itself, they do it by attacking its mores. And the corporations, like Bud Light, enabled by Jewish finance, are on an irreversible track to dump their white Christian customer base into one that's fast coming. A generation embracing a many-faceted sexuality, programmed from childhood to accept queer behavior. It's the religion of the future where buyers and their money will keep flowing in. The boycotts and the low ratings are temporary in the eyes of the Jew. Jews are into futures where they put their money on. Alyssa Heiner-Scheid is a motif. She's an ongoing theme on leave for a season of Jewish corporatism on board to dump all things Christian. We must resist from the inside out. Only righteousness can fight Jewish-enabled sin.